That's the National Football League. I mean, excuses. We have no excuses. You know, excuses is a tool of incompetence used by those who have nothing else better to say. I have something to say. And so I'm not going to make no excuses. But, you know, that's the National Football League.
What do you have to say?
What I have to say? We're going to get it done this week. You know, you got to come every week to play.
And the Broncos will need to come ready, specifically this week against the 3-1 Buccaneers at home, where Denver will look to get back on the winning track after that road loss at Kansas City last week. And the Broncos are looking forward to the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Is prove the wrong word? Or is
I think every week you have something to prove in this league. And that's what it's all about. It's not what you did last week or the week before. It's what you do this week. And that's the bottom line. You have to go out there every week and prove something.
I mean, just to get back on the field, and because we didn't play the way we wanted to. So we want to get back on the field and play the way we know we can. I mean, we just didn't do everything we wanted to do. You know, we had some mistakes here and there. Nothing we can't fix, so it's no panic.
I'm excited. I couldn't sleep Tuesday night. I was anxious, and I was looking forward to practice, just getting out there and being able to work on my craft and polish up some things. You know, they threw two at me a little bit last week, and I didn't prepare myself, you know, as I should have. And this week I'm just excited to be able to have another week and another opportunity.
The offense will need to erase their worst performance from a week ago, where they managed just one touchdown and four turnovers, and it will not be easy. The Bucs have always been known for their defense, and this year is no exception. Last week against Green Bay, the Bucs only allowed 181 total yards of offense and just 1.6 yards a carry.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about one of the best defenses in the NFL for a long time, you know. I mean, Monty Kiffin, one of the best defensive coordinators out there. Extremely sound, you know. I mean, you don't see a lot of busts on that defense. Extremely fast. They react to the ball really well. They read the quarterback's eyes. They're getting a lot of turnovers, you know. And that's one thing that killed us last week. So that's definitely going to be an emphasis this week.
Well, they're very good. You know, last year they were second. You know, they consistently are one of the best defenses in the National Football League. I think they were third in turnovers last year, first in preseason. Green Bay had 180 yards total offense, or 181, had 8 first downs, and averaged 1.8 yards per rushing attempt. And I think we all know what type of offense Green Bay has. So it's a very good football team.
Well, you know what? This year they're mixing it up, you know. Tampa 2, they're definitely known for the Tampa 2, especially when Coach Dungy was there. But now they're mixing it up, man. They're playing a little 3 deep. Last week they threw a little cover 8 in there. They're throwing very little of 2 in there, but, you know, I expect some 2, and if we get it, then we'll be ready and we'll be prepared.
Defensively, the Broncos must improve in the run defense that allowed 198 yards to Larry Johnson, and the Bucs will give the Denver defense a good dose of the run. Tampa comes in ranked 9th overall with 133 yards a game.
You know, we do. This is baby steps. It's not what our fans want, obviously. What we want, you know, we want, have taken bigger strides. But, you know, we put on the tape this morning and we see 4 plays where he got over 100 yards. Just little things. You know, it's not like we're just getting blown off the ball or just outmanned or outmatched. So that's encouraging, knowing that it is correctable and that we can improve.
We've been effective against the run for the most part, but, you know, we had a lapse last week. I mean, we just can't give up big plays in the run game. And, you know, they're going to run the ball, but we know that they love short passes. You know, they love to play action, go deep. So, I mean, we're going to have our hands full because you never know what they're going to throw at us. So, I mean, I don't know what to expect from them, but I know teams have been successful stopping their run. So, hopefully we can too.
This game will also be a reunion for Broncos back Michael Pittman, who played the last 6 years in Tampa. But Pittman is approaching this game like any other opponent.
You know, like I said, I respect all of them. I respect the coaching staff down that way. And things happen for a reason. You know, there's a reason why I left Tampa, and there's a reason why I'm here in Denver. And so I don't have no hard feelings towards Tampa whatsoever. You know, those guys are like my brothers the past 6 years, and, you know, I respect what they do, and they respect what I do at the same time. But, you know, I'm a Denver Bronco, and I'm going to go into this game and do whatever I can to help this team win. I'm not emotional at all. I mean, I left on good terms there. I have no ill no ill feelings towards anybody in that organization. You know, me and Coach Gruden, we had a good relationship. All my teammates out there, they respected me. I respected them. So it's not emotional at all. You know, you want to play well against your old team, of course. But, you know, I'm approaching this game the same way like any other game.
That's going to do it for this edition of Broncos TV. But be sure to tune in to DenverBroncos.com during the game for all of your in-game updates. And Broncos TV will be there with all of your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching.